Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Dutcher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Dutcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
To the fourth member of our crew, Charles Clinton. Charles?
Pleased about is that Billy Sauer has never lost a playoff game at Yost Ice Arena in his career. And he's hoping that he'll have a chance to win the CCHA playoffs this year. Back to you, guys.
I'll send it back down to Charlie.
Okay, guys. One of the reasons why University of Nebraska is having a hard time scoring is because one of their leading scorers is out. Brian Marshall, their leading scorer, is out for... Back to you, guys. It's been us.
Let's take it back down to Charlie Clinton. Charlie?
Guys, we got a debut today. Eric Elmblad. He's a sophomore defenseman, and he made a nice hip check earlier and got called for a penalty for it. And so far, that's all he's been doing today, but he's been replacing Scooter Vaughn. And back to you guys.
Let's send it back down to Charlie Clinton. Charlie?
Guys, Jack Kolarik is two-thirds of the way to a hat trick. His line mate, Kevin Porter, has already scored one against Nebraska Omaha earlier in the season on Nebraska second. Back to you guys.
.985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and that is the sound of someone from the University of Michigan doing color commentary. And it is, we've often said that play-by-play, the hardest thing to do, the hardest game, would definitely be hockey.
There's no question. It's the speed in which they move. Baseball, we all agree, would be the easiest. Football second, because there's pauses in play where you can analyze what just happened. Obviously, basketball, probably not the easiest, as John Wallach would know. But hockey, it just takes... Not everyone can be Bergeron.
And well, I could have done that, but not ready. Everyone can follow the puck and know who's on the ice and pronounce those impossible names like Kase,
mm-hmm.
K-A-S-E, which is good. I can't wait to interview that guy.
What, and ask him why he doesn't pronounce his name differently?
Yeah, pronounce
it. I don't
case.
Think he has a say in that.
Yes, he does.
I think that that's what's
you're allowed to change
family.
Your name. You're allowed to pronounce it differently.
So he should have changed his name when he started playing.
No, you don't have to change the spelling of your name, but you should, certainly don't add an H.
I mean, this is, in fairness, coming from somebody who changed the pronunciation of his name.
I phonetically spell my name for people.
Right. You did that for the people. So, yes. I mean, you have definitely
that's
something
right.
to back your argument up on.
That's right. I ain't half-stepping here.
Sure. You're in person, unlike Kasha.
That's right. So, all right. So here's the deal. Is that Bird has worked. He's very close with Everett High, as you know. Scored a touchdown for him. All right, so for years, he had done play-by-play and stuff for the Public Access Channel, and they've recently asked him to do it. Now, I swear on everything on the earth, we did not say anything to him about doing this.
No, as a matter of fact,
our idea.
The first time I heard about it was after he'd already been doing it. He was like, "Hey, by the way, I'm doing play-by-play."
Okay, so this
forever.
Is
I was like, "What?"
This is him, not in a studio here. This is him at the game, doing it for Everett Public Television.
Right, this is TV. So he's on TV. This is something that is, you know, broadcast into all the homes in Everett. What is the name of the station there, Bird? What is the name of the public in case people want to tune in?
W, who cares?
VHS Channel 15.
Okay, all right. Let's go to the clip.
Holy shit, it's freezing.
All right, did you do that on purpose?
No, because there's like a good 15 seconds between when he said that and when he actually starts. He didn't think he was on the air.
Because
again, it's the second time he has sworn to start things up.
Okay, I'm going to trust that you didn't do that on purpose.
Look at Bird.
I'm the audience. I'm listening to this for the first time.
That hockey rink was a lot colder than it usually is.
Mentioned that a few times.
All right. Let's not.
All right. Just because there was swearing, I'm playing devil's advocate. All right. I trust you. All right. Here we go.
Ooh, holy shit, it's freezing.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to EHS TV. I'm your host, Jonathan Bird Marchant. We are at the consolation game here against Northeastern Golden Knights versus the Everett Crimson Tide. Both teams have lost in this tournament that is called the Molloy Tournament. It is a four-team tournament, and this is the consolation game because Everett lost to Somerville 6-2, and the Northeastern Golden Knights lost to...
The Golden Lice.
The Golden Lice.
No, the Golden Lice. They're the lice of kings.
They shall attack you head first.
Bring me the Golden Lice. The king shall... These are just lice for the peasants. Bring me the Golden Lice. I want riches to infect my head.
And the Northeastern Golden Lice... lost to... Give me 1 second. My notes are all over the place.
Okay, I'm sorry.
it's only four teams in this tournament.
Okay, I know. All right, here we go.
Give me 1 second. My notes are all over the place. Essex Tech. That game's happening after this one.
Okay, hang on. How have they already lost to them when the game's after this?
Hang on.
You said they've already lost to the Essex Tech. That game's after this one.
Okay. Oh, because that was the championship game.
That was the championship game.
But then you said that game's after this one.
I know, I messed up.
Okay. All right, here we go.
And the faceoff is won by Everett. Out in front, shot save by DJ Skunovic. It is more colder than usual here in the Veterans Ring today. Because the past two games, you know, puckering cold. But today, it's just another level of cold. Anywho...
You know what you're taking? Well, I'll tell you. You got to take people to where you are. You got to express the kind of an emotion.
Very important to put them in your shoes.
Right. And if it's cold, damn it, you got to tell them it's cold.
Have them see and feel what you see and feel.
That's kind of becoming your got it. Anywho.
Okay, we're just going to wear the shirt. Kirk Gibson. Look at him. He ambles to the plate. Eckersley with the pitch. Anywho,
anyone.
Michael Jordan playing with a fever. Craig Helo going down. Anywho.
Pucks hanging around in the air. Tadanovsky tries to get it out. And we got our first power play of the game. I don't know what the penalty is yet. Hopefully the PA announcer announces it. If not, no biggie. I can't have that. It's a girl's voice. It's off.
Oh, man.
Now it comes out. Now.
Because now we're going somewhere. Microphones will not pick up female voices.
Some broad can't talk about
it. I don't know. It's some dame.
Got a skirt here talking
some
on the PA.
Some broad doing talking about hockey.
Rambling on about God knows what.
Anywho.
Bobby Thompson's up.
Oh God!
Anywho,
home run. Can't hear it. Center ice, 19th the shot. Scores. Nice little wrist shot, top shelf. Mom, Dad, keep the peanut butter. Nice and fresh. Better be chunky. If you eat smooth peanut butter, I don't like you. Whew, it is freezing. Anyways.
I'll tell you, that audience is very concerned about how cold it is. I mean, take me there. I mean, the ice rink is cold. He's in shorts and a Tommy Bahama shirt.
Rock the Casbah. Rock the Casbah.
Cash bar. Da-dee-da-da-da-da-da. Rock the cash bar.
Rock the cash bar.
Rock the cash bar.
It's at a,
the Everett version.
No, he's at Rucker's wedding.
It's the Everett wedding version.
He's at Rucker's wedding. A destination.
Rock the cash bar.
Yeah. You go to some cheap bastard's wedding. Rock the cash bar.
Mike, you got to sync that up. You got to sync that up.
Did you think it said rock the cash bar?
You did.
That was the, now listen, the Clash were famous for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
They had Grandmaster Flash open up for them on a series of New York dates.
Yep.
They incorporated, they were very political.
Mm-hmm.
And they believed in non-open bars. If at weddings
you pay for your own drinks.
That's right. It's a cash bar.
Mm-hmm.
Rock the cash bar. Rock the cash bar. Da-dee-da-da-da-da. Rock the cash bar.
Anyways, puck to center ice. One of the Everett hockey players fell backwards as a puck went over his head. Been flying off the bench backwards. Oh, boy. There's hockey, Dad.
Can you just laugh at a guy who fell?
Yeah. Why not?
Hang on. Let me try something here.
Red Sox score! Bergeron! Bergeron! And game seven! And the Bruins win the series!
Anywho.
All right, and we continue here.
Is this the second one?
Yeah.
Okay, so the end of the second period is done. The third period starts, and you can hear on the audio that the game has started.
Okay.
All right, like you can hear, like I mean, the pucks being hit. There's penalties being called. Like you can hear the game going on, but there's no Bird.
Right. He's warming up.
Uh oh.
He's getting himself a blanket.
Oh, shit. All right.
All right. That was not on purpose. By the way, this is like for kids.
No, this is on TV.
I know. It's like for kids.
For high school. Yeah, you're doing it for like high school kids.
Yeah, like,
right.
Like if your like little brother couldn't go to the game because it's
right.
Too late. Like
watch older brother
kids.
Play at 8 o'clock at night. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, yeah. if you have one kid who's eight and one kid who's in high school.
Right. How many times can you say the S word in 1 second?
Look,
I think he just did it 15 times.
Rich, when you're late, Lord knows the only way to make up for it is to swear a bunch.
Oh, shit. All right. And we're back with third period action. Comes a tie, trail on 1-0. I am late again. Don't have intermission clock time, so we just gotta guess. Next time the Zamboni comes off the ice, shot wide. So once the Zamboni leaves off the ice, I'm just gonna come back for now on for future games. Can't gamble in a high school game like that because I have no idea. Anywho,
what a good crutch. What?
Anywho,
the first thing they teach you in broadcasting school. Bergeron passes the puck to Pastrnak. Anywho, here it goes. Turnover in the Bruins zone. Anywho, it's Ovechkin down the ice. Anywho. And there's a chance. Anywho. They didn't get it.
Nice hit by Brown. Russian, the Northeast captain. He's down and hurt. Hockey moms are not happy about it.
All right, so that's the one in the crowd.
Love
the crowd.
Yeah, that is not good.
Can you imagine an Everett hockey crowd?
I can't even imagine.
The fights that must happen at those things.
And they were going most of the game, right. But I mean, but then there's, you add on top of it that kind of weird primal feeling you get when your kid gets drilled.
Right.
Like, I mean, I got to think that it sounded like two of them were about to get a fight.
I'm sure that there's fights all the time.
Do you believe in miracles call? Can you get that for me?
Scott, go ahead, sir.
Remember when I did that quarter with Mike behind the mic? Can I do one with him?
Yeah, of course you can.
Sure.
Scott from Rentham.
You just have to go to Everett.
Is he full-time?
No, he's not full-time.
Oh, okay. This is great.
All right, and we continue.
Hockey moms are not happy about it. Maloney's still down. The Northeast hockey moms aren't happy about it. Walking on his own power. He's going to be okay.
How many of these parents are sober?
That's a good question.
We're in the third period, so that number has decreased.
Yeah. I mean, can you hear the class coming out of that place?
Put him in a body bag!
Uh-oh, breakaway, number 10 is... Now do it. I'm Jonathan Bird Machin. You're watching EHS Channel 15. That'll do it. Come Saturday, we'll find out the girls' basketball and men's basketball and men's hockey. We'll see you soon.
You'll find out what about them.
Well, there was a breakaway, and then it just ended.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what happened there.
Hernandez goes in for the touchdown.
No, he's short. No, there's the goal line. Damn, what are you looking at?
Anywho.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in God?
Anywho,
somebody said instead of Bergeron, it should have been anywho.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Doing for the last 15 minutes. Thanks for paying attention. All right, we'll be right back.
Holy shit, it's freezing. It's colder, more colder than usual here on the Veterans Ring today. All right, and we're back. Anywho. Rock the cash bar. Rock the cash bar. Da-dee-da-da-da-da-da. And the Nuggets of Golden Lights. Rock the cash bar. Rock the cash bar. Anywho.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sports.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline. MA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
MASH Wednesday.
.5 to Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, everything I know about sports is thanks to your show, so that's not saying much. Now, the reason I listen is for bits like Saved by the Bell. Come on, Fred. You were out last week. We haven't had one this week. You got to give us one.
My children have gotten very into Saved by the Bell, and there is an episode that I have to rewatch from yesterday because it's so abstract and just unbelievable. So I have to. There's so many things going on in the episode that I will have to I have to watch. But it will something that we will discuss.
Saved by the Bell was known for their layers in storytelling.
Do your research.
You don't know how. Thank you. You don't know how bizarre some of these episodes are.
You've made it aware.
If you look at it in reality, like just and not like, oh hey, it's just the six kids every time. Like some of these things are insanity. Like it will start with like Zach's supposed to be the cool guy and he'll just like smack a nerd in the face, and then it's the show starts.
Like the fake canned laughter too.
Yeah, like he's just like, hey, dork.
Well, he was watching Cannonball Run, apparently.
Well, there you go. Dom DeLuise was everyone's tackling dummy.
I mean, there were scenes in that like take the scenes at the end where they cut out of the movie where he's just slapping Dom DeLuise as hard as he can, and everyone's laughing.
Yeah. I mean, Dom DeLuise was fat. I mean, he deserved everything he got, apparently.
His crime was being big.
Did he invent the fat hat?
Okay, because the movie Fatso, he had that hat. Is that the first time he was wearing
that? Remember when he had the spaghetti sauce? He had the hat on.
See, I get him and the dude, Paul Prudhomme, mixed up.
Oh, maybe I'm getting him mixed up, too.
I think one of them looks like Dom DeLuise, but he's an actual, like, New Orleans chef.
Okay, maybe I'm getting him mixed up. Okay. But it's a fair question to raise if Dom DeLuise is the movie Fatso. I dare anyone to get through 5 minutes of that without crying. But why did they make that?
I have no idea.
It's just called Fatso.
The movie's called Fatso, and it actually existed.
It's like Easy Money. It's just like this depressing movie. All right, so
Easy Money gets better with age. It actually does. Like, watch it now, and it's actually pretty funny. And I know it's depressing because of the dog track and all that stuff, but it's not bad.
It's just about,
forget Joe Pesci's in that movie.
I know. It's just about, like, addiction and very difficult to watch. Was he the first guy to wear the fat guy hat? Now,
or as we call it, the Mark Jamelli.
The Mark Jamelli. Well,
does your dad, Nick, wear that hat?
Is it WGHB? What's the public station?
WGBH.
Here? WGBH. They have a kind of cool Twitter account that has like old stuff from Boston, like B-roll footage that they took.
Yeah.
And everyone in the North End in like the early 80s. Weighed 500 pounds. Like resting, like just sitting like Slater style in chairs with just like their stomachs like resting on the back of the chair.
I don't think
with fat guy hats.
I don't think you've been there on a nice hot June afternoon and seen the amount of people who do look like that sitting out in their chairs. Nick is nodding his head. I mean, I just think that because it's cold, a lot of them are inside, but you go down there during the summer and it's like a fashion show.
Yeah, I can't imagine because of the way the prices have raised and everything, but like in the early 80s, certainly.
There's a lot of rent control down there, isn't there? Well, some people have owned those condos forever.
I can't, you might be right, but all I know is that back in the day, I mean, it was everyone was in the street and they all weighed 5,000 pounds. I'm not joking, too. Like, holy cow, are you fat? And this is coming from a guy who could stand to lose some weight. But I'll tell you that, there you go. Well, we'll have to debate if...
There's certain parts of the North End that haven't changed at all. Like, you go down certain roads, and, I mean, and Nick can attest to this. If there's a door open when it's kind of warm outside, you'll look in, and it will look straight out of a scene from The Sopranos. These guys all, like, playing cards or whatever game it is. I don't even think it's cards. Isn't it that weird, like... Like it's not canasta. What is the game that they play in the room together? I forget. But they're all sitting there, and it looks just like some B-roll from Donnie Brasco.
Well, that was like the episode where Screech made the spaghetti sauce, and they make a commercial for it.
It all comes back to Saved by the Bell. Yep. Always does.
It always comes back. You can have the sauce, but the recipe, she's a mine.
And then Zach smacks the nerd in the face.
And then takes the sandwich. There's one where he just takes the kid's sandwich and starts eating it. He's like, I wipe my ass with it. Have fun with that, Zach. All right, what's going on?
All right, so after Joe Murray's headlines, the combine has been interesting because now you've got GMs and you've got coaches for some reason not caring about anything having to do with tampering. They're openly talking about how they want Tom Brady.
Yep, and that's why people lose sight of this, is the combine is not about the athletes that are auditioning. They got all that on tape. The combine now is about existing players and management. All the agents are there. All the management is there.
Oh, yeah, Fred. And on top of that, if you thought it was just like a Chargers-Raiders thing going on right now with Tom Brady... Here are coming teams just out of nowhere saying, me. And just, I'm flat out just mentioning Tom Brady's name.
Trying to raise the price, trying to do everything.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. People don't realize the combine's not, it's not even about, because they know who these, they know the on the field speed of these guys. They're 40 time, it shouldn't matter to them. But yeah, agents and the powers that be being together talking about existing NFL players. We'll talk about that here, the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
They were asked, both Mike Vrabel and John Robinson, the GM, about how they felt about Tannehill. Do they want Tannehill back? And both guys praised Tannehill up and down. But you know what they never said? They never said yes. They never said, yes, we want Ryan Tannehill back.
Thing.
Now, that could obviously be leverage. You don't want to tell the guy, oh, we got to have him back, and then you got to go pay him. But there's also an interesting name out there in Tom Brady, who, of course, is a teammate of Mike Vrabel. Vrabel and Brady had dinner at the Super Bowl during that course of the week. Of course, that leads to more conversation. And Vrabel just said, when asked about Brady, look, we're teammates, we're great friends. Obviously, he said, he's under contract with another team, right, and didn't want to get into it. Got to be careful of tampering.
MASH Wednesday.
.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. You hear about that guy in Cleveland getting suspended?
We have the audio if you want to go into that instead of this. We can do that.
No, we don't have to.
But yeah, it is interesting.
But it's like, why'd you suspend the guy?
I'm not sure, Fred, why they suspended him. I do know, however, that there was a situation where I guess the video feed was still running when their on-the-air feed was off. So it would almost be like if Twitch continued to go while we were on a break.
But he didn't even say anything bad.
I think he might have.
Well, I mean, okay, let's go and get into it. So there is a radio host who has a history with Baker Mayfield.
Right, because Baker Mayfield's a prick.
Yeah, and matter of fact, I think I might have the clip here of the two of them going back and forth. Let me, okay, so this guy, this radio host name, hang on, let me a second. Oh, is something Grassi.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's
Tony Grassi. Cleveland. He is an ESPN Cleveland radio host. And he was suspended for talking about Baker Mayfield. So what happened is it looked like they went on a commercial break. I think they're – are they broadcasting from the combine?
Because
I know they're
combine.
In a remote location. Yeah,
yeah,
so
they're at the combine for some unknown reason.
Okay, so they go to commercial, but there was a video that was running, and it showed them talking during the commercial break. And here's what happened.
Yeah, we're going to do that next.
And we're going to miss out on this guy. What's happening?
Burrow. Wentz, Watson, keep it going.
Mahomes.
And now Burrow.
And who do we got? Midget.
Okay, a blanking midget, he called him. So they ended up saying that they thought it was disrespectful. They suspended him. There's no real time that he's going to be suspended. They didn't say he was suspended without pay. He has apologized since.
Is he being suspended? Because I can't figure this out. Is for saying the F word or saying midget?
I just think that they did not like the way that he was talking about someone who was on their flagship team.
I think it's a little bit of a slur.
Yeah, but it's not like a suspension. Like it's something that, you know, you're not supposed to say it, but okay. I mean, but it's not like saying the N-word.
It's funny. That's not even the reason that I have a problem with suspension. The reason I have a problem with suspension is that he'd assume they were off the air.
Well, no, that,
and
that's
I
the...
hate and I and to that it's almost like, you know, who is the guy who left him on the air? Like that's almost the person that should true. Be suspended. Yeah. And if there's any punishment,
and if you're off the air, like if I'm in a conversation with you about Baker Mayfield, and I go, he's obviously not a little person, and if I go, he's an effing midget. Are you what are you going to walk away going like, well, that Fred, he certainly has got a mouth on him.
Okay, there's a lot of very sensitive football teams and sensitive programmers. Remember, this is an ESPN radio station.
I mean,
and they don't want to lose their license.
I think it was a slur.
Yeah, well, it's not even that. They don't even want to lose any kind of...
a suspendable slur? I mean, come on.
I mean, ESPN, I don't know. I think it's because it's ESPN.
ESPN is so hypersensitive about the teams that they have the licenses
with.
Yeah,
I think that Rich is right. It's it's about the teams under the guise that you shouldn't say that word, and then it was about because they have the team.
Yeah.
I think they're afraid of the golden boy Baker Mayfield, who will be out on the street in 2 years.
So this is this guy. Now, as I said, he's got a history.
Now, and by the way, another station in Cleveland can have a girl on who claims that she had sex with him, who I believe 100%.
Well, they're also not the flagship station.
I was looking for something juicy. When I saw that the guy got, I saw on Twitter that the guy was, I saw his apology. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, Baker Mayfield. I'm like, I don't care for him.
Yeah.
I'm like, what did this guy say?
Well, here's Baker Mayfield and this guy, Tony Grossi. As I said, I don't know what he said to piss off Baker Mayfield in the first place, but they both know who each other are. And here it is at a press conference earlier this season.
It seemed like there was a lack of urgency there. There was something going on.
There was a penalty, so we were negative yardage.
No, but there was a lot of time between snaps.
Well, when the penalty happened, then we're behind the chains. No, stop saying but. I just told you the clock was running and we had a penalty. You want to give them the ball back? No, you don't play. You don't know it. That's just plain and simple. Was I happy with the drive? No, we didn't score points. It's the dumbest question you could ask. What? Jesus, Tony.
Yeah, so they're...
So, yeah, Baker Mayfield's being a combative child, and the guy's just asking questions. And then he thinks the mic... I mean, even if you said that on the air, are you going to get suspended? Like, what, is the guy going to lose his job?
It is... I can't stress enough sensitive ESPN is.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, let's get it together a little bit. I mean, Opie and Anthony used to have a call, and if someone saw a little person, you would call in and you would announce it.
So as Grossi said, there's no excuse for language in any context. No, it was said without any malice, but also without thought. I have always... Oh, it is well known that Baker and I have had our differences, and in the course of this experience, I've had to question my role in the erosion of the relationship. He's soul searching here. I have always endeavored to report and comment on him and the team fairly.
You're right.
And am shaken by these events.
Yeah, you're right. It's because they're supposed to kiss the Browns' asses.
That's what it is. It's an ESPN station. They're overly sensitive.
Oh my God.
And it went down that way.
I mean, even if he said it on the air, I wouldn't suspend him. You're basically allowed to swear now, by the way. I mean, like, at the Kobe Bryant tribute, they swore.
Sure. I mean, and...
Like, you're basically, like, allowed to... Because you know how, like, moral compasses change and shift?
Yeah.
Like, after the Super Bowl, it was, like, super, like, don't talk about sex.
Hypersensitive, right.
And then now it's, like, super don't talk about race or anything. Like, you know, like, swearing right now isn't that big a deal.
Well, think about this. 10 years ago, if we would have played... a quarter of the sound bites that we play after a game, at least once or twice a week, we play a sound bite from an athlete after a game where they swear.
Yeah.
Just think about the Astros players that were being interviewed. And who's the one guy who came out and was calling all this stuff BS, but he was saying the word, and nobody blinks an eye to that.
Right. Like, exactly. Cause you're allowed to swear now. So like, I don't understand. And I'm sorry. A little people, which sounds
little
worse,
person is the proper way to say it.
Which sounds worse.
Well, I mean, and it's true, but that is
okay.
Actually, I'm sorry. It's little person and dwarf are the two like proper ways to say.
Fair enough. Okay.
Because it's dwarfism.
Okay.
And,
all right. Fair enough. Good. Okay.
Who are you getting tweets or texts from?
Yeah, okay. It's someone who is in the business that's telling me it's about protecting the relationship.
I knew it. The minute I saw that it was ESPN, I'm like, okay, well, this is obviously what it is. And he's probably somebody, too, that because of that back and forth with Baker Mayfield, they went,
you hit the nail on the head.
Why don't you just kind of back off a little bit?
You hit the nail on the head. Now the guy's probably going to get fired.
No, he's not going to get fired. I don't think he's going to get fired for that. I think it's one of those where they just wanted to send him a message. This is a shot across the bow. Be nice to Baker.
I mean, there's certain things I can understand about protecting a team, and there's other things that, like, why do I got to be protective of their quarterback? Like, there's certain things that I can understand that are, like, personal and not vetted that you wouldn't just say on the air.
Right.
Or if someone tells you something in confidence, I mean, it's not our jobs. We're not reporters. If someone tells you something in confidence, I mean, like, we're allowed to be, like, friendly with players. Like, I'm not a journalist. Like, I can, you know, talk to a player and, like, have a conversation and not run on the air. And, you know, say what I talked about with them.
Right. It's like when someone says you're too big of a fan of the team to be impartial. I'm like, my job isn't to be impartial.
No, I mean, we're not impartial.
Certain teams I like.
Yeah, okay. Well, now it makes sense. They're protecting the team. Because I was going to say, I mean, if the guy said it on the air, I'd be like, what? Why are you getting suspended? Like, no one cares about swearing.
Well, listen, only the least professional people in radio accidentally swear on the air.
That's been happening a lot more on this show.
They're usually really tired.
You have.
They haven't gotten much sleep.
I don't think I've sworn on the air. I don't know if I've ever sworn on the air before like 2 weeks ago. And then you swore on the air.
I almost swore, Fred. It wasn't a full swear.
No, you swore.
Go back and pull the tape. There was no hard K.
You said the entire swear.
It faded off.
Look, they're all going to go back, and the FCC is going to pull the license. All right, we'll be right back. We also have audio of Nick out of the Bruins game last night.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
MASH Wednesday.
Son of a bitch, why'd you make me say it? Why'd you make me remember it?
You showed me that scene yesterday. I've never seen... The final episode.
You never saw the final episode of MASH, did you?
I mean, you and I were really young when that was on.
Yeah, but you never sparked your... It was, for the longest time, the highest-rated television show of all time.
It just made me...
Oh, it's highly disturbing.
Think about being depressed at dinner time.
Well, the name of the... The theme song to the show is Suicide is Painless.
Yeah, it was like, I remember at dinner time, the TV was on, and it was that and, like, because, you know, syndication in the 80s was
you're limited.
Welcome Back, Cotter. Or
Please Don't Eat the Daisies, My Three Sons.
What was the one with the guy Fish was on it? Hal Linden?
That was the cop show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was
like another depressoid, like 70s.
Barney Miller.
Oh my God.
Syndication
sucked when you were a kid.
Okay, so MASH was a humorous show, and then it got so big they kind of gave Alan Alda the reins. And then it became real sad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
It's just like, let's talk about war.
How was that show the biggest show on TV? I don't get it.
You know, it was more... it was a water cooler event.
Is it still the highest...
No, Super Bowls.
Oh, so Super Bowls have passed MASH now?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know that was like the bellwether forever, for the longest
forever,
time.
Forever, and yeah, then yeah, now yeah. Super Bowls, yeah.
Okay. What's the highest rated Super Bowl?
Well, there is the premiere of Saved by the Bell, the college years, which knocked on the door for a while.
Oh, speaking of ratings, I didn't take a genius for me to predict this, but I've been saying this since day one. The XFL is going to fail.
Of course.
So in week one, they came out of the box and everyone was like, oh, look at this. You know, not too bad. There's 3 million here. There's 2 million here. And then, of course, a double-digit drop the next week. And then another double-digit drop for week three.
You know where it's doing really well is St. Louis. They're getting like 35,000 people a game.
I'm telling you, I know the ratings aren't good. This thing's not going anywhere, at least for this year. But next year, Rich, they do have to get some sort of talent, quarterback, like something crazy, like an Ocho Cinco playing.
Well, I guess the networks are running it for free. Like, apparently they're not paying any kind of licensing to get the XFL. So, I mean, I don't know how the XFL is making any money.
They're the gamblers. People, and I'll tell you right now, it's very profitable. It's going under and take the favorites. It's as easy as that.
See, Joe, I don't understand this. And in the mind of a gambler like you, I got to get into it because there's so many other things to gamble on. Like, you've told me. I mean,
college basketball's tough, so this is easy for me to bet on.
How is college basketball with players that have a track record
tougher
than XFL that they've only seen three games
I'll give you an
each?
Example. Conference play is almost impossible to predict.
Duke just went down last night, two in a
Michigan
row. Michigan
State
thought.
Was the
Michigan
preseason
State
number
barely
one.
Didn't cover last night.
Well, no, they dominated that game in the second half. Yeah,
but at least there's players that you've got a whole season
Rich,
worth of play.
But, Rich, Michigan State was a preseason number one team. They fell out of the top 25. Mm-hmm. You have Kentucky losing to, like, Appalachian State or some nonsense.
Evansville, yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible.
Do you know any of the players on the XFL teams outside of four or five guys?
No, talking about trends.
Yeah. I do know some of the players, but it's because of their time in the NFL.
How much money have you won?
I'm legitimately 9-3 in the XFL.
Oh?
Yeah, I mean, conference
then does that mean it's not a good product?
Product's not great. Okay. the product's not great because the quarterback play sucks.
Well, see, but that's a major problem. Yeah. And
I'm not saying it's going to be successful. I'm just going to say it's easier to bet on than college basketball conference.
Yes, and I don't think it's going anywhere. And that's who they cater to is the gamblers. They're not catering to the average fan.
Well, I mean, the gamblers, as great as they are and as many of them as there are, if they don't get ratings, that's getting canceled.
Yep. But all I'm saying, though, is it's going to make it through the season, and then next year they got to spice it up or no one's going to do it for free next year.
So I guess
that's inventory.
So I guess Johnny Manziel, after, of course, ripping on the XFL and saying that he didn't want to join a league that was going to be out of business by the end of the year, is now completely backtracking and saying, hey, you know, why don't you give me a shot?
Yeah, there are guys that are playing in this league that will get shots in the NFL, for sure.
See, but I don't care unless it's someone like Johnny Manziel. Like, I want a name. And Johnny Manziel might be the low bar of who I want to see play.
This kid Wright for Houston could be something.
Dude, I don't care about Wright. I don't know who he is.
You don't care. That's right. Yeah.
Like, why would I tune
in? I'd root
in?
For him if it was a pre... Like, oh, hey, this kid from the XFL. Like, remember He Hate Me was Rod Smith. Like, I remember when he played in the NFL, I rooted for him.
What player in the XFL would make me want to watch that outside of a rerun of The Office? I'd rather watch a rerun of The Office. Yeah.
You know, I'm not disagreeing with you. I just don't think it's going to fail this year.
I watch...
It's not going to be the AAF. Whatever it is. The Alliance Football
League. And that was, what, 8 weeks? 9 weeks?
Don't bring up AAF. A lot of people lost their jobs. All right, there will be no commercials here, just the headlines. And when we come back, young sickly Nicholas, who is now disease-free thanks to his weight loss, we will have him. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.